Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to be here. Actually, this is the second time for me to attend the China Day. And I recognize that there are more people, much more people than last year. So we see that we see the attention of the Italian colleague to Chinese market is growing. Mr. You said I'm coming from the production in China, and I'm also investing in film. Actually, I'm involved at least in three projects which has something to do with Italy. One is a co-production project called Coffee. I think this is the first co-production project after we signed a treaty with Italy. And I want to say thank you also to the people who are supporting us in Italy, who give us the money in Italy, and so on. We are moving very fast with this project. The project will be shoot very soon. So also in China we get very strong support. In China, we don't have money from the government, but we need also the approval and the submit process to be approved. Second project we are involved is a remake project of an Italian film called Man vs. Woman, Maschi contra Femmini, produced by Ms. Luzzano. And this film, we're going to work together with Huayi Brothers for the Chinese market. And I believe that pre-sale is really one of the very efficient form to work together with Europe. And the third project is about setting in Italy. It's also actually a remake of an American film, which is completely now a Chinese story, but set 80% in Italy. And this is also a very strong commercial film, which finds a lot of attention and from the Italian economy, like some luxury brands. We didn't finalize the sponsorship with the Italian brand because the timing was too short. I believe that this kind of set in Italy project will also bring a lot of benefit to your country, to your brands. And there are a lot of famous luxury brands in Italy. Because of the timing, I think I should do it very short. I want to share my point of view, my experience in terms of cooperation or co-production. The key word is co-production, but I don't believe that co-production is the only form which we can work with Italy, with Europe. I think, as I said, in my case, we are involved in three kind of projects: co-production, set in Italy, and remake. And the second thing I want to say, co-production, we signed the treaty, we lay down the fundament, but we need to, the treaty and qualification for the co-production approval is one thing, but to be successful in the market is another. So maybe in Europe is not that difficult to recruit the money, but in China we believe purely on the market, and as I think Mr. Lin and Mr. Miao said, we don't have so many art house theaters in China, actually very few, and they are really supporting the art house film, but the market. On the market counts only one thing. I don't believe that a lot of producers today really want to focus on art house film, because even you do with 100% attention for the commercial film, maybe you are not successful because the competition is really very fierce. So I believe that one thing, several aspects maybe you have to consider. One is that you have to know what you want. And basically, simply to say, you have to know which market you want to focus. I think yesterday, as we have the project pitch, Mr. Siemens, Marco Siemens from Cadelia said very, very clearly the project they pitch, I believe that was Love in Italy. They want to focus on Chinese market. I think that that's a smart way to do, because actually the most difficult thing for co-production is you have this. You can't focus care all aspects of two markets. You can't satisfy the audience in two countries, because we are simply different value and different system, everything. You have different customer. And so either you focus on European market, maybe you go to the film festival with art house film, or you recruit the money from the European European government support, regional fund, tax credit, and so on. Or you say we focus on Chinese market, and that you have to really, consider all the aspects which are necessary in the Chinese market. One thing is, I think is important, is say, the genre. We know that China doesn't have a very complete system of genre, but actually this is also changing. A lot of, similar genre film are established. When you observe the market, I think from the successful list, the top ranking are still in China is action film and comedy. These are the two top ranking genre, and I think this has a reason. It's not that our film are not good or whatever. I think basically that's a market situation, market reality. I think the reason, just now Lam said, one thing is that the people are under pressure. The young people are working very hard, the Chinese people working 24 hours, 7 days. So they want to go to cinema not just to have heavy stuff in your mind, thinking and so on. They just basically want to be entertained. So they want to see funny films. Or action film, that's also, we said just now, the growth, Chinese market grow very fast. But the main growth is coming from the third tier and fourth tier cities. These are very small cities, which in the past, maybe 2 years ago or 5 years ago, they don't have a cinema. Now they have one screen, second, third. But the guys are former, they used to be farmers. So you can imagine what kind of film the farmers wants to see. They just basically want to see action film and this kind of stuff. This is reality. I think when you want to do film, you have to face this reality. And I think also that when you want to be successful in Chinese market, when you want to really go to the normal cinema, you have to also really focus on the Chinese market, and maybe in the co-production, you also need to have a Chinese story. We saw a lot of pitch projects which initiated by Italian colleague, and these are more Italian stories. So some Chinese aspect. But a lot of you can Chinese audience when they see this, they will say this is not Chinese. I think that's the difficulty. In terms of this aspect, I would suggest that probably next year we can also have some Chinese projects initiated by us to pitch in the co-production session. I know that a lot of people also want to do film set in Italy. Mm-hmm. So it's also a chance. One colleague just now asked me whom they can talk when they want to shoot in Italy. So that's also, I think it's not shouldn't be only co-production, but also setting here, and they can also pitch the project. When the Chinese, I think that when you really want to be successful in Chinese market, the audience wants to know how the world is perceived by from Chinese perspective, you know. And that means the story. So I think normally the Italian colleague do like this, do the first draft, the proposal, and then change the whole thing when you have a co-producer in China. But maybe the original idea already should start with Chinese colleague, maybe to develop the stories as in an early stage. So I think the cooperation with Italy has a lot of opportunities, and there are a lot of potentials in this area. And really, I wish all the best and to you. But I believe that it's going to be not easy. You have to compete with, for example, with US a lot of, and with Hong Kong. Just now, I think Mr. Miao said the top eight of the top box office are coming from co-production. But that, I guess that also the co-production with Hong Kong belong to that. And Hong Kong, they are almost Chinese. They understand the Chinese market, how to do that. And then certain kind of genre, they are very advantaged, like action film and so on. So, but I believe the future will be very bright. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.